Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give us a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where you can turn houses into homes by financing your American dream. And this is the fun part, dude. It's finally happened, Wyatt.
Yeah.
You remember just a few months ago, we didn't even know if we're going to have a college season.
It's been a weird college season at that.
Right. We didn't even think we were going to have one.
Man,
right?
We didn't know what it was going to look like, but it was a college. I had fun. I watched more football this year. I was watching teams I don't usually watch because I was just ready to watch some football.
Yeah. You know, the Pac-12 said no. Then the Big Ten followed, and they just figured everybody was going to collapse after that. And then the SEC and Big 12 said, hold my beer, we're playing football.
Right.
And they went to playing, and, you know, here we are. We've got it, you know. And I mean, I have never been more positive that the committee got it right than this year.
What are you talking about?
You know, 1-4, they got it right. I mean, it's as right as it can be.
You're so full of it. I know what you're doing. You're baiting me, and I'm going to fall for it because, you know what, honestly, are those four teams solid, and could the Aggies, you know, beat Alabama? The answer is probably no.
And honestly, Notre Dame ain't going to beat Alabama.
No, they're not going to beat them either, but – I mean, as far as it's been a screwy year, and another year, their record would probably get them in. You have Ohio State that they played how many games?
Six total. You know, I get that they've only played six because the attrition of a long season matters. You know, they played three more games.
You don't have injury. You don't have this. I mean,
Three games with 15 players gone from COVID. Three games with 15 or more.
Who did they play?
Northwestern? Who'd they play? They played Vandy. Kentucky. Played Arkansas.
Okay, so the Aggies, Jimbo Fisher's been named, he's a finalist in the Bear Bryant Coach of the Year this year, so he's been doing his job. I mean, seven Texas A&M Aggies that are going to be all SEC honors. I mean, they have a stellar team.
You know,
so I get where you're going, that your Longhorns are nowhere close.
One has nothing to do with the other.
Oh, it does. The kid,
45.
Hey, if you don't,
20,
it's just diversion. It's diversion. You're diverting.
Do you know what that number is? 20 and 45. You know what
you're just upset that
that's
the Longhorns.
That's the record of your opposing team.
Wait, hold on.
20 and 45.
Hang
on, we're letting that settle.
What's the Longhorns ranking?
20th.
Oh.
And you know what?
So wait.
And that
so what needs to happen for them to make it to the Final Four? Absolutely, it's impossible.
We were never told. Look, we had our almost year in 04. Welcome to big time football. It's about time y'all showed up.
Did you just say 04?
Yeah.
04?
2004. Yeah. Actually 08. We got slided twice.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. We Oklahoma. We beat Oklahoma but lost to Tech.
I am a Longhorn fan, but you put me in the Aggie position. I am 51% Aggie though.
You know what? I do think that the Aggies are going to get the opportunity to hang a banner this year. They are the first place losers this year.
You get out of it. Longhorns weren't even up for the battle.
First place losers, dog. I can see the banner. I can see it. Are you going to put it on the north or the south end zone?
You talking faster doesn't make Longhorns
first
in their
place
season.
Losers banner should go on the south end zone. Get it?
You are
south.
Crazy, man. Okay, let's go through it then. We have Final Four. Who do you think wins it? What do you think's going on here?
You know, it's
Bama. Notre Dame's not a bad team.
No,
though.
But
they're not beating Alabama.
But let's be real. My Aggie friends, let's just be real.
Oh, come on.
Neither Notre Dame nor A&M stand a chance against Alabama. Neither of them do.
Alabama's,
so if
I mean, they
you
they
are
they're,
the committee, do you want Notre Dame, one of the bluest of the blue bloods, with one of the largest alumni and probably the largest
It's about money. It's money.
Following.
It's money.
Would you want them in the four seed? Or would you want a regional sports team a little tiny cult following?
Doesn't have a tiny cult following, by the
way. You roll up out a Syntex and you don't see the Aggie brand.
That's not true. Not true. Not true. I don't know how we're going to prove this.
I actually leave Central Texas.
Do we have to Google it?
Yes.
Google it?
When in doubt, Google it out. Yes. And so I've just Googled. And yes, there's no Aggies outside of Central Texas.
It's just tough. I mean, it is tough for you this year because the Aggies got a better recruiting class. They had a better actual season.
You know, yes, they did.
And that's a tough one for you to swallow. It's a tough one for you to swallow.
I'm just
you're projecting your insecurities on the Aggie fans. I get it.
I totally can see how you think that. All I'm trying to do is create the remove the delusional layer the Aggies have.
Well, you know what?
They didn't deserve it, even though their only thing was.
Hey, let me ask you one question. Longhorns have a chance to win the national championship next year?
Everybody's got a chance next year.
Okay.
Well,
that's not delusional.
Everybody in a Power 5 has a chance next year. Because they proved this year that if you're not in a Power 5, you don't have a chance.
You know, but
Cincy deserved a shot.
You know what? But you know what?
More so than the Aggies.
I have to be honest
with
you.
They won their conference.
You can go back to one of our podcasts because all these episodes are put into a podcast form. So you can go back and listen to anything at any time. But y'all can, at the beginning of the year, I was against the Aggie coach. I was like, man. They make a bad decision against Vanderbilt. I was like, man, they looked horrible.
Well, that was you and every other Aggie fan.
They looked horrible. They looked horrible.
Yeah, because, they beat Vanderbilt by, what, 3, 4, 5 points?
Yeah.
And Vanderbilt went 0-9 and fired their coach.
Right.
They lost to Auburn. Auburn had 4 losses and fired their coach.
Yeah.
Or no, they beat Auburn. I'm sorry. I'm going over the ones they beat.
Yeah.
They have a good win against a 3-loss Florida team who's like 12, 13, 14, 15. I mean, you know.
But at the same time, Aggies had a good year.
Yes. No,
I apologize.
They had a great year. Yeah.
They had
I'm
a great year.
You.
And yes, they didn't make it to the fourth. But
yeah,
where we started and where they are now is something to be excited about.
Yes.
No matter what, they didn't make it to the Final Four. And no, I don't think they're going to get the national championship, nor do I even think they get second place. But they made it all the way there.
They got first place.
I'm talking about the national championship, buddy. but though I'm proud of the Aggies for what they did accomplish this year and hopeful for next year. So, do I think they're going to get in the Final Four next year? Ooh, I don't know.
Oh no, they have to actually play good teams next year.
They did play some good teams. They only lost to Alabama. They beat Auburn. They beat Florida.
Auburn, the team that fired their coach.
And they beat Florida.
Okay. So yes, they beat Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah. We beat Oklahoma State. They were undefeated at the time.
Just beat Tennessee.
They're about to fire their coach. They didn't have a $20 million buyout, they would fire their coach.
Y'all get beat by the Aggies? All these people are like, if you lose the Aggies, we're firing you. That's what's happening. Aggies are causing a lot of coaches to lose lose their jobs. Is what's happening.
Who is it? Arkansas went 3-6. Auburn went 5-4. Tennessee went 3-6. Vandy went 0-9.
And well, it seems like Longhorn's about to fire their coach.
No, they can't fire him.
Until
they hire her. Someone else next month.
Oh, do you think it's going to happen? You want to talk about that later?
Yeah, I think we'll save that one to the other one.
Okay.
We'll just kind of tease that one until the end of the show.
But you think it's going to happen?
You know some people.
Yeah.
Who know some people that have heard from some people.
There
that
was
know
a
some
roommate
people.
With somebody else that knows
yes.
it.
My sister's cousin's third uncle's best friend's aunt. Homie.
That's how it comes. That's how it goes.
Dude.
So again, who do you think wins?
I think Auburn, Clemson take the first round. I think Clemson. Is two touchdowns better than Ohio State, and I think Ohio State's a good football team.
You think Clemson beats Alabama again?
They're
a sneaky. They're if they're on and they go,
that's a good one.
That's a good one
because
I think it's gonna be 1-2 Clemson.
Florida has shown that if you can find the weakness that day, you can exploit it.
Oh yeah,
and so the question is,
they have good coaching over, and that's the thing over there is they have good coaching. Not that Alabama doesn't. Obviously, they have great coaching as well, but. They know how to go in the half and come out and play again.
That's right. And you've been listening to The Home Team with Troy and White. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com. Give me a call at 855-299-HOME, and they can always stop by the Facebook.
The Facebook.
At The Home Team 512, and we'll see you in just a minute.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
1970, The Right Choice.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to Wyatt and Troy with the home team. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to us at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing the American dream.
What happened to your dream?
You missed it.
What was
the Wyatt and Troy show.
You did get it.
I did.
You made it. I was sitting here reading my statistics on Abor. You call it the Wyatt. Hey, yep. Is that my Christmas present?
That is. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
You know, and the reason why is everything is so amazing right now, Wyatt, Everything.
Your life is good?
Yeah, everything.
All right.
You know, we don't have to listen to the news anymore. Which is nice.
I have stopped listening to the news like a month ago.
You know,
2 months ago.
You know, appreciation is, let me rephrase that. Median sales price is up by 19%, which is probably around a 12% appreciation in real, honest to goodness, hard-earned dollars.
Right.
What is it? Closed sales are up 23%. Okay. So let's stop and think about this for just a second. The housing market has 20 to 30% less homes available
than
this time last year, but somehow managed to sell 23% more than last year.
That's amazing.
That's impressive, right?
It's amazing.
So our inventory is down to less than a month.
Part of that is new homes.
Yes.
Right?
Well, not the ABOR. ABOR does not count
that.
They didn't
count that.
Yeah,
so these numbers are different from all the new homes out there that are being sold.
Yes. Yeah, so they just basically just pretty much they sold everything available.
Yeah.
You know, realtors are out there and they see a for sale sign. They're showing five people the house.
Less than a month.
Yeah.
Less than a month of inventory.
Yeah. And so it's funny, you know, we've gone over the numbers and I've gone over this before, but even though houses are upwards of $80,000 more this year,
right,
your monthly expense is still less.
Less. And so I had a friend call me. He's like, man, I really want to jump on this this bandwagon. I was looking to buy a house. This is the year I was going to do it. And then all this stuff happened. And, you know, he's kind of down now. And I was like, you know, actually, it's still a great time to buy. You need to get with your loan officer and ask them what the payments actually would be, because it's actually a better time to buy than it was last year, even with the price of house being up. And we've talked about that many a times. But why is it again? One more time.
Well, the interest rate is 1.5%+ less to this year than it was last year. 1.5%. I mean, that allows a house to go up $80,000 with taxes and everything, and you still spend less per month by about $79. We broke it down a couple weeks ago. You know, I have the numbers, but we broke it down a couple weeks ago, and it was almost $69 and some change was the exact number on an $80,000 per house increase. So, so the, you know, the biggest, I've missed the market. It's too, I can't buy anything. What am I going to do? You know, everybody's like, well, if I sell my house, I have to buy something. It's not the, you know, it is the price,
right,
but it's not the price.
Right.
Because if you're still spending less per month, but the same amount is going towards your house, so you're still knocking the value down. Or does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes complete sense. So, I mean, if anything, it's I mean, not leaps and bounds better than last year, but it is better than last year. It's definitely not worse than last year.
Oh, no.
And so the next problem people are having right now, which is, you know, well, great and all, I'll sell my house for, you know, top dollar. Now I'm going to have to go buy something else, you know, a lot more expensive. So at the seller house, they can't find another house. That's the big worry, right? And so you don't have to do that, because you can actually get pre-qualified with you.
Yep. Yeah. And you go to loansfromtroy.com, click apply now.
Apply now.
And put all your information in, and then somebody on my team will reach out to you and give you a call and go over everything and tell you what you qualify for on a monthly payment wise.
But then you go look for a house, right? And it might be an 8 to 9 month it might be. It could be a hard process to find your house. But don't worry about selling your house until then, because really, you're going to put your house on the market and it'll be sold in how many days?
Well, it will be sold in 3 days, according to this.
3 days?
Yes.
3 days it'll be sold. So really, you don't have to worry about anything. You know, if you want to go move to a new home, go look for one.
Yeah.
Put a contract on it. You get it. Sell your house. You'll be done.
You know, and it's funny is that this housing market, as good as it is, and I mean, when I say good, I'm talking about all the financial numbers, the appreciation, the sell, the turn, the
good for us or good for everyone?
Just it's as good as it is for everyone. It still takes a little bit of intestinal fortitude to get through it.
Intestinal fortitude.
No military term right
there. I like that.
Yeah. You know, it's not for the weak, because you may have to put 6 or 7 offers on 6 or 7 different houses. You may have to bid more. It is not for somebody that's just kind of like, I'm thinking about buying a house. No, you either really want to buy a house or you don't. I mean,
if you're about to have a kid and you need a bigger house, or you're one of the people from Oracle or, Tesla that are coming in town that has to have a house, It's definitely more than doable. It's definitely possible. Mm-hmm. You just have to put up a little bit more negotiations, we'll call it, than normal.
Yes. I mean, Colton went out, put an offer on a house, was beat out, and was like, that's it. I'm out of the house market.
I'm done.
It's not for me.
I'll just wait.
I'm just like, come on, man.
Hey, man.
Keep going.
Intestinal fortitude.
Yes.
I'm going to use that.
Turn. Yes.
All right.
I don't really know where it comes from or why we said it.
But it makes sense to me.
But that's what we said.
Yeah.
Right. But it is. This housing market is not for the timid at all.
Yeah.
You've got to go out there and get punched around a little bit.
Well, and you say you have to get punched around. You're going to have a highly qualified realtor, to which you can get a hold of Troy at Troy. How they get a hold of you?
At loansfromtroy.com.
Set
them up with an excellent realtor in whatever area they're looking at.
Professional is very important right now, especially with all the negotiations going on. Not a time for you to go out there and do it on your own. Get someone who knows what they're doing, both on the loan side and on the real estate side.
Yeah, and one of the new build specialists, his name is Brandon Reyes from the Price Team. I told him I'd give him a shout out today. So, hey, Brandon.
From the Price Team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, look him up.
Okay.
He's an excellent realtor, especially if you're looking at new homes.
Okay, I like it. And that's one of many that we can get you in touch with. But also, let's go back to the importance of, if you actually going to go look for a house right now, we've said it a million times, let's go over it one more time. For people who may have not heard it, what the importance of being pre-qualified is.
Right. Well, you have to think, because every house is getting multiple bids, pretty much. Any house that is not grotesquely overpriced, and what I mean by grotesquely, I'm talking like $50,000 or more overpriced. If they're priced somewhere in the market, they're getting at least two to three bids.
Well, I'm hearing upwards of like 20.
Right. But I'm trying to be,
not to scare them.
Yeah.
Right. Not to scare them.
Under promise, over deliver.
Follow.
And so let's just say there's at least three. But there's three people sitting in line to be looked at on this house, the listing agent is going to scrub those three pre-qualification letters. So when he talks to his client, the seller, he's going to say, hey, this one right here will net you the most money. This one has a higher sales price, but they're asking for a lot more in closing costs. This one over here does not have a pre-qualification letter, so we don't even know if he's been seen by a mortgage person. So
he's going to offer cash, but
it's not cash. He's asking for a mortgage, and I got no pre-qualification letter, so I don't know if he can really buy.
Okay.
So let's go back and look at these other two. That's what they're going
to
say.
This guy might mess up the process, and then we have to start all over.
Yeah.
We have to hit this market right now. And,
and it's funny that as hot as the market is, if a house comes off the market for some reason, it still puts a little stain on it. A realtor's like, well, I don't know. The house was under contract for about 20 days and it went out of contract.
Right. Like, what's wrong with it?
Maybe there's something wrong, But really, the borrower just didn't qualify. It's no big deal. The seller just, the seller just made a wrong choice.
And would it be a point to them to do a pre-qualified as well? Because they probably are purchasing a house like we just discussed earlier, and they need to get rid of that house.
Yes.
They need to move into the other house. They don't need two payments.
Right.
They need to get this thing sold. They don't have time to wait. So pre-qualification, they're going to go with that before they would something else.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So there are tricks to the trade when it comes to making offers. First of all, I still have some people like, oh, we're going to offer 10% below list price. I'm like, no.
Well, why?
You know, it's funny to me. If you're going to go to the doctor's office and you're going to sit down, you're going to pay your copay, and you're going to sit down, and the doctor's going to walk in, and you're going to say, hey, so I have the flu. I'm going to need you to go ahead and give me a shot. I want to get the steroid shot with the Z-Pack and everything. Are you going to do that to your doctor?
No.
Right? You're not going to tell your doctor how to doctor you.
I did bid out my surgery once. I was in
construction. That's okay. Bidding out it, that's okay.
It was at $38,000. I bid it all the way down to $8,000.
But when you lay down on that table, are you going to say, okay, now the incision needs to go down the muscle, not across the muscle? And when you open, are you going to do that to your doctor?
No, absolutely not.
All right. So if you.
Because most of the time I'm knocked out.
If you're going in front of the magistrate for whatever reason,
why are we bringing this up right now?
Because
I'm just kidding.
I'm laying out my argument.
I got a little nervous. I thought that you maybe knew an old story of mine or something.
Right. Yeah, we won't even talk about the boat. But if you're going in front of the magistrate and you've got your lawyer sitting next to you, are you going to stand up and start arguing your case, or are you going to let the lawyer do this for you?
Most certainly, the lawyer.
So you're not going to lawyer for your lawyer?
No.
All right. So why? Because they're professional services.
Right. You have to have trust in them.
You pay them to do a job for you.
Right.
The real estate agent is your professional service. So if they tell you, don't make a bid 10% below value. Listen to them. If they tell you, hey, somewhere around 10,000 over is what's going to win this house.
And they do know, because they've been doing it with their other clients probably 20 times, and they have to grin and bear it and say, yes, sir, because you are the client.
Yeah, you're the client. And no, so, I'm doing it my way.
Okay, and you're like, okay, I'm going to put in for 10%, and because they want to keep your business. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's hard to say, well, sir, we're not going to get this house, but I'll go ahead and do it.
Right, yes.
And then sure enough, you'll not get the house. And after the second one, usually the client goes, oh, wait a minute. So how much do we need to offer?
Yeah. And you may have missed
yourself some time. Save yourself some time.
You know, if you're going to take on the services of a professional, you should use them.
Right.
And listen to them.
Listen to them.
It's funny all the time. I go into these situations, and sometimes I've done a lot of research, but I still go in and I'm like, hey, what do you think?
Right.
Tell me why we should go this way. So I understand,
But that's why you get a professional realtor as well.
Correct.
Right? Not saying that some of those...
I got to admit, if you have your cousin who just got his license last week going to go ahead and open up a door for you, maybe you should be your own realtor at that point.
Right.
I'm just saying. Maybe you should.
Or do some research, because, let them know, because you're going to learn eventually. But in negotiations during this time right now, and how to present your client in the best light that you have a better chance is important right now.
Yes. And that's the thing. There are, with any professional service out there, the more you've been in that field, the better you're going to be.
Right.
Such as, being a mortgage loan officer.
Right.
Almost 20 years. I've done this a lot.
Jeez.
I know, right? Mace, I've never, I'm 2 decades. I'm in three.
Thank goodness they have an elevator into this office. You
don't have to walk in 3 different decades.
Wow.
So, and so that's something that's very important that you should make sure, the experience matters.
Right.
Experience matters with anything in life.
Always.
Just like your Texas Fighting Aggies, they'll have an inexperienced quarterback next year at quarterback, so who knows what they're going
to
be.
What's going to happen to
You've been listening to the home team with Wyatt and Troy. If you have any questions about anything we say today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, you can reach out to us on the Facebook.
The Facebook.
At the Home Team 512, and we'll see you in just a minute.
Sound off on the latest issues with the Talk Poll.
All I found myself doing was nodding my head. Yes.
Online now at talk1370.com.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to the Troy and Wyatt Home Team. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to us at loansfromtroy.com or give us a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing the American dream.
American dream.
You like the way,
I did like that.
I did
You're trying some new ones. I like that.
I did that Rush Limbaugh pause for dramatic effect. And it didn't really sound any different.
It sounded good to me.
Gotcha.
That's all that matters, right?
Yeah, there's no golden mic here.
There's no golden mic.
Right. So,
One day, Troy. Right. One day. Well, we're excited. It's holidays. We're about to go spend some time with all our families and stuff for whatever reason.
And spread the COVID.
No, we are not spreading the COVID.
Oh, sorry.
Actually, we're our families, we're dumbing it down a little bit this year and doing, And that's by my dad's choice. But, you know, hey, you know, that's what we're doing.
You know, it's a unique year in that we have, you know, a lot of people have had excellent economic years. A lot of people have had bad economic years.
Right.
And a lot of people have had good family years because, you know, they've gotten closer to
the family.
A lot of people have had bad family years,
yeah,
you know.
That's because, the unfortunate other side of the coin.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, it's really, you learn more about your family this year than you've ever learned.
Family and friends. Yeah. Right. Yeah. You do.
Yeah.
But it's helped out a lot of marriages and ruined some others. But, it depends on what side of the coin you're on. And hopefully if you're on the other side, that you get back to the positive side here real soon.
Absolutely.
And that's our hopes for everyone out there. But that being said, is we have a lot of spending going on right now. It's the season to put that credit card down or that debit card down or that sock of cash money. Sock of cash money.
Yeah. That's old school. I'm just going to let that one just float out there.
I didn't want to say, cause you can give me a hard time for not putting it into, whatever. No, but it's not to overspend. This is the time right now. We've had some time. A lot of people have saved some money because they're not going on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't been traveling as much. Mm-hmm. So they have more money to spend. This is the time that you put it towards something else and not necessarily make it a bigger Christmas.
You know, and we've talked about this before too. Most of the time when I'm helping people with their finances, I have found that the reason why their finances are out of whack is one of two reasons. One, they were never taught anything about money. You know, just their parents didn't, teach them anything about money. And the other one is that they have a hole, some sort of emotional hole, and they fill it with buying or spending.
Or spending. Spending on themselves or buying for others.
Or buying for others, I call it, parenting by guilt. You know, it's like, I had to work late last night, so let me buy them.
Here's a new video game.
Yeah, buy them video. You know, it's something like that.
Right.
And so it kind of comes to the same thing at Christmas time as well. You know, some people feel like they haven't been the
It's been a tough year for everyone. They deserve them, you know.
And so it's like, and so they spend more than they should.
Right.
And,
on that Nerf gun that they're going to use three times and then put it into the corner.
You know, a Nerf gun, is a really good expense.
Because, actually, I'm with you on that one.
The battery-powered one with the multiple magazines.
You're suggesting they do that. Are you?
I love Nerf guns.
Okay, all right, okay. So out of all the things you can buy in the world, that's where you're gonna waste your money. Extra Nerf darts, too. You have to have those.
When my boys were in their 8 and 12 years old, we had thousands of bullets around the house.
And then you find them in the most random places too, right?
Yeah. But I think that's an excellent gift because if you play it with your child, now if you just give a couple Nerf guns and send them outside to play with their friends, you're not building that thing.
Right.
But playing with your, 6 to 10 year old playing, that's
a lot
of fun.
Times have changed because we used to shoot each other with BB guns.
and blow guns. I still have a story where I had to pull a blow dart out of my
head.
We've
got to that age now. Yeah.
But that's a good, again, you should not feel guilty or feel like you're relieving guilt when you're buying a Christmas present. That leads to overspending, buying things that are unnecessary, stuff like that.
Also you have buyer's remorse too, because like, oh wow, because you get there. I do the same. I love getting presents for other people. It makes me happy.
Yes.
So I have to stop. I have to stop myself and give myself a budget to do it.
Yes.
Sometimes in my life it's been easy because I didn't have much to spend. But if you have excess this year, and hopefully a lot of people out there do, and that's our hopes. And you maybe have overspent already. There's other options too to help you pay for that. What else can they do?
Well, like I said, if it's too late, you've listened to this too late.
Everyone's got a new car in your family, right? There's a couple jet skis that go behind them.
And you got 10,000 Nerf guns.
And if that's the case, I want to give you my email address so you can get a hold of me because I want to become part of your family.
One of the things you can do is that with what's happened in the real estate market over the last 3 years,
right,
is that the values of these homes have appreciated so much that you can reset your credit debt by doing what's called a Texas home cash out loan.
So you can get money back for some of the equity you put in. Not all of it, but just do some of it.
Texas has the most restrictive cash out homes.
So than
any state.
Now, if you did that, let's say you're at a 2 point or a 3 point something percent interest rate, and you did a cash out, is it also kind of a refi as well?
Yes, you're refinancing your house.
So you're getting at a lower rate, but you can also get some cash out as well.
Right.
So you can save money both ways.
Yes. You know, and so one of the things is that you'll refinance your home loan plus whatever you need for spending. You can either take that as cash in your pocket, or you can have your credit cards paid off at closing.
You might have just done the opposite of telling people not to spend. They're probably like, you know what? I wasn't planning on spending anything. I'm calling Troy, and I'm getting a cash out. Hun, what color car do you want?
You know, it is past Christmas at this point, so we're good there. You know, unless you have the multiple, you know, Christmas, New Year's, like I do.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, most families do. Right?
Split families. Right, yeah. Right. Yeah. You know, but yeah. So if it's too late and you've kind of gone too far, we can reset your credit debt, your house debt, lower your payment. We can do a lot of things, and then once we reset you back to the default, you know, no debt status. Or really close, then we can teach you how to not to do it again.
Right.
You know, it's not so much, you know, everybody falls in every aspect of their life.
You
know,
even you?
Everybody.
What?
Oh, dude, I've fallen more than anybody else.
I've ran into more than a couple doors.
Yeah, you know, and so one of the greatest commercials ever done, in my opinion, was the one with Michael Jordan when he's walking down the hallway, and all he does is talk about every time he's failed in his life.
Most certainly.
He just walks down this hallway, and he walks in, and he's like, I've been entrusted with the game-winning shot 72 times, 29 times I've missed. He goes, I've failed over and over and over again.
Right, he's got to keep on making that shot.
He goes, and that is why I've succeeded.
Yep.
You know, so, you know, and some people, you know, we have this false sense of perfectionism in our society.
Our need to be perfect.
You know, you know, you look on Facebook and, you know, these people have the perfect lives and everything else. And then you go over to meet them.
He's got back from Cabo.
Yeah, and you go over to see them and they're literally in the backyard with, like, you know, sticks beating each other, you know.
Yeah. You present the best person online.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, so.
Or you talk to a whole city while you're in Cabo. I don't know.
Right.
Mayor Adler.
Yeah.
Let's play it.
And, you know, so that's, you know, and go to saveaustinnow.com.
Yeah.
But that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, so that's one of the things is that you should definitely understand that there's no need to be perfect. It's okay to make mistakes, you know.
And by minimally. Yeah. Yeah. You know, the thing is I think most kids like you to be around.
Yep.
Period. And presents are great. So, you know, my dad always loved it. And he would almost put himself into debt. Mm-hmm. Because he loved Christmas so much. But he's pretty good with money, so it was never too much.
Yeah, you know, and if you do it well, you've saved Christmas throughout the year, you know?
Right.
You know, with it, part of your monthly budget can include Christmas savings.
But so they can do a cash out pretty easy, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, you all this hubbub about houses and, you know, we talked about, you know, the last segment, you know, doing cash out probably, what, still 30 days?
Yeah, you know, appraisals are taking a little bit longer, but still right around 30.
So are you getting appraisals on a cash out?
That is a Texas law. So if you're doing a cash out, but the state of Texas requires, because the system will give you a waiver for, because of the value may just automatically appear to be correct. The system will give you a waiver, but the Texas A6 code will not allow it.
So they won't allow automated value models.
No.
It has to be an actual physical person that goes out there.
Yeah. And that's just the state of Texas. Like I said, the state of Texas has some of the most restrictive home equity laws out there, but you know, it's protected us, because you have to think, in 2008, when other states like California, you know, we call them all the sand states, it kind of just collapsed because of their home equity laws. Texas just kind of fell a little, you know.
Fell back and
2010,
got back up.
Late 2008, we fell to early 2010, we got back up, because we didn't put our house values out there too far, other states did.
So lesson learned, it's not going to change anytime soon, because it's been proven to help.
Correct. And, you know, one of the things, so used to, this is a fact that's kind of new, is that used to, once you did a cash out, for the rest of the time you own that home, it was, no matter what, it was a cash out loan. So you have to have 20% equity to do a cash out in the state of Texas.
Okay.
And in 2000, if you did a cash out in 2008, the rates were around sixes, right?
Okay.
And then the rates fell into the threes in 2010, but your house value fell too.
Yeah.
You could not take advantage of it because you didn't have the 20% equity anymore.
Makes sense.
Right.
So you have to have 20% equity. That's a good thing to say out there.
And that's after cash out. It's a home loan, closing costs, and cash back to you cannot be more than 80% of the value. So if the house is worth $100,000, you owe $60,000 on the house, you know, and you have $5,000 in closing costs, the most you can get is $15,000 cash.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. You know, and so, but the state of Texas, since that 2010 issue, you know, when that was brought to them, has changed it. So now if you own your home or you do a cash out loan, after 1 year, you can then do an it's now called an anti cash out, an F2 instead of an A6, where you can remove the cash out equity deals and take advantage of the better interest rates.
Okay.
You do have to sign a form stating that you understand you've lost all the equity values and all of the protections of an A6 loan by refinancing out of an A6 loan.
What's the benefits of doing that? If you're just if you're in need of cash quickly.
Yeah, well, benefits of just refinancing or
taking all those guarantees out of the way.
Well, by losing them,
is that a bad thing? It sounds like a bad thing.
Well, it is, but it isn't. So basically, the Texas cash out laws protect you when you foreclose.
Okay.
So you don't get the income statement from the IRS at the end of the year and have to pay taxes on it and stuff like that by doing the cash out, because the bank assumes all the risk at that point.
Okay.
So you don't
so they get the benefit.
Yeah, and the bank has
makes
to
sense.
Pay, you know, they can't write any of the loss off, things like that. So
there's a lot of information just went through right now. But if somebody is curious about this or thinks that maybe this might be an option for them, or they want it to be an option for them, how do they get a hold of you?
You know, it's the easiest way, of course, is loansfromtroy.com. But, you know, a lot of people like to talk. 855-299-HOME is definitely our good phone number. That's a business hour phone number, so you can always reach me there. And, you know, you can also email me at troy.manella@snmc.com.
Okay.
So those are great ways to get them a hold of me. But, you know, going to loansfromtroy.com and apply now, you can do all that. Then somebody from the team will reach out and we'll get right on it and help you out.
Perfect.
Yeah. We hope you enjoyed what you've heard. If you have any questions, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com. Give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, you can reach out to us on the Facebook.
The Facebook.
At the Home Team 512. And we'll see you in just a minute.
Talk 1370. The right choice.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Wyatt and Troy. If you have any questions, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, you can reach out to Wyatt at the Facebook.
The Facebook.
Which is The Home Team 512. And this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing the American dream. You know, I've really enjoyed today, Wyatt.
I have too.
Is it the holiday spirit?
It is. It's also the fact that you're about to start talking about the Longhorns again, and they're horrible.
You know, you know, it's funny.
I'm just kidding.
It makes me feel good that the 6-3 Longhorns, and let's just make no mistake, they were going to crush Kansas. So let's just go, the should have been 7-3 Longhorns.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Lost to two top 10 teams.
They did good.
And fumbled on the 2-yard line to beat another team with a winning record.
And I'm more giving you a hard time. I agree with you. I mean, with what they're handed this year. You're mad. I get it. I get it. That's why you're lashing out at Aggie fans.
That's just Aggie tears taste so good. It's been over a decade since I enjoyed Aggie tears.
You're projecting your own insecurities about your team. I get it.
You know, what was his name? Justin Tucker for 50 yards the first game, the last game, and pretty much all of them in between.
So if they played this year, do you think that the Longhorns win?
You know, the Aggies have been ducking us. I guess
they've
we'll
not
never
been ducking
know.
You. You always have an answer.
The answer is the Longhorns
lose to the Aggies this year.
Are going to be playing in the Alamo Bowl.
Oh, wow.
And
they got the Alamo Bowl?
Yeah. So they're playing against something that the Aggies don't quite understand, a team with a winning record.
Goodness.
The 5-1 Colorado Buffaloes. I forgot their name.
5-1. This year is crazy. Yeah, 5-1.
Yep.
They have played 6 games.
Yes. Yes. At least they got to play 6. Like I said, you know, in the beginning it was
crazy.
Nothing. You know, this is a Pac-12. Pac-12 isn't going to play anything.
What are you going to do for yards and yards gained for Heisman stuff this year?
You know, I don't
That's
think,
a tough one, right?
I don't think anyone in the Pac-12 is even being considered.
Because you don't have enough. I mean, well, if you put it, because a lot of times it's yards, right? Winning percentage.
Yeah. Well,
winning percentage would help out. That'd help out some teams.
But it's still games played.
Ohio State.
But it's a lot. At least, you know, Fields had, you know, a couple, 3 games where he could really shine. You know, against Indiana, against Northwestern, he could kind of stand out and say, you know, so he's about the only one that's not in the SEC, ACC or Big 12 that's being talked about. I'll tell you, and this I'm about to tell you something that hurts my heart to say.
Uh-oh.
That little quarterback from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
He's good.
He actually is. And he's a good dude. Like him.
He got working on a hairstyle, but that kid can play some football.
Well, he can play. No.
Let's go on to the good stuff. Nothing that brings pain.
Okay, but Longhorns, they got a good year coming, I think. Herman's going to get one more year, you think?
Well, we will. You know,
or so, half a year?
So,
if he loses Oklahoma half a year, yeah, he's gone, huh?
You know, there's still Ooh. Play in the background
okay.
for another super-duper coach.
Okay.
So there is a possibility that Herman could not be the coach in 2021. But the only reason Herman would not be the coach in 2021 is if the coach that was replacing him was a no-doubter.
Okay.
So that's, yeah, I don't feel like I'm at liberty to say that, you know, there's someone they've been trying to negotiate with that they're actually really negotiating with and they're still negotiating with and they're just waiting till January 10th to finish the negotiations.
Are we going to talk about who this person is? Good Lord.
You know, but, you know.
No, we're not. Okay, so do you think it's still, who do you think it is?
It's still going on. They still.
Same guy?
Yeah, same guy. Same guys you've heard before. They're still, you know, if you know anything about the Longhorn football, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay.
So it makes me feel good to not say it by saying it.
Yeah, really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, and so unfortunate for, you know, Coach Herman. I think Coach Herman's a good coach. I mean, he has raised the program far above what it was before. He has an opportunity to go. He had an opportunity to go 8-3. The Kansas game was canceled. But
did you say far above it from when?
From the previous 3 years.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And then what about the previous years before that?
You know, no. What, I'm just talking about the before.
He didn't have a very tall mountain to climb, by the way.
No, he didn't. Yeah.
But yet, yes, he did do better.
Yes. And, you know, so, I mean, this is one of those things that when I talk to my kids, I'm like, hey, how you talk to people, how you treat people, how you interact with people matters.
It does.
Because if you come across arrogant and, you know, but you're doing really, really, really well, that's great. People are going to put up with your attitude.
Right.
But when you're not doing well, people aren't going to put up with your attitude. So that's why it gives you, you know, it buys you some time, you know, to kind of get everything going the way it's supposed to be, you know. And so, you know, Coach Herman has allegedly, you know, rubbed a lot of people the wrong way.
Has he?
Allegedly. And
is this from the your friend of a friend of a friend who was a roommate
aunt's
with
sister's
the
sister's uncle's cousin,
yeah,
nephew.
Okay.
At a softball game.
Okay. Was it?
Yeah. Shout out
at the concession stand.
Shout out to Ant Man there. You know, so allegedly he has, you know, rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. And so when he didn't succeed after the Sugar Bowl,
right,
those people became more and more intrusive into his situation,
into his daily
and then when
doings.
he lost to two teams back to back this year,
and
it didn't look good. They had the Oklahoma Sooners at the right time, and they had TCU at the right time, and they just didn't play good football.
And Oklahoma didn't look good then.
No, you know they had
they were
the right
not
time.
The team they are now. They were losing. Yep. They just got out of two losses.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they were primed to get beat, and they couldn't pull it off. Yeah.
And then when the handling of the eyes of Texas was mishandled by the coaching staff, that was it. There are certain things that the University of Texas supporters will not put up with.
Right.
And it's not.
There's a toxic relationship going on right now.
Yes.
And now everyone's super vigilant on all the little small things that they weren't before.
Right.
So it's going to be impossible for him to be perfect. He'd have to pull a rabbit out of the hat. Yeah.
I mean, he's going to have to pray that
he has to win the national championship to keep his job. Basically, if he doesn't win anything short of winning the national championship, he's
probably
gone.
Well, next year, if he somehow survives the offseason,
uh-huh.
he must win the conference next year. He must be in the conference championship next year or
I would say that. That's a minimum.
He
yeah.
has to be in the conference championship next year or it's this all over again.
And it's not like, well, the thing is they've thrown a lot of money his way. They've mm-hmm. got a lot of talent.
They've done everything he's asked.
Well, anything that any coach would ask for, really. I mean,
locker. They spent, $10,000 a locker.
$10,000 a locker?
A locker.
What?
And they have 85 really? Scholarshiped kids, so I don't know how many lockers
I think
are in there.
They almost have to do that because you go through the Aggie locker room or any of the other places that are getting their recruits to come in. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a big deal. That's part of their recruitment. Sounds weird.
They upgraded them. You know,
they got like speaker systems.
Yeah,
they've like
got
a refrigerator.
The whole north end zone.
What's $10,000 locker look like?
Oh, it glows and lights.
It has
TVs
to have a refrigerator.
It has above their name, their TV, and it's got them doing all their stuff. So when they walk,
$10,000 locker.
A locker. And they have at least 85 scholarships.
I don't know
how many lockers they have.
Wow.
Yeah. And so
That's 18 lockers.
And, you know, the north end zones being set up. The Bevo Boulevard was done. You know,
but they got the talent, too.
They did, yes.
They had the talent.
Yes.
And now they have the coach. Yeah. They have the defensive coach. I mean. Yeah.
I loved what Chris Ash did this year.
At the beginning, obviously, everybody was like, what's going on? But we've already talked about the fact that he didn't have much time with these kids. And he had to coach them as they were playing versus coaching them before they played.
And, you know, Coach Ash had he was the coach for the Ohio State Buckeyes when they won the national championship underneath Urban Meyer.
So now we're putting some connections together.
So I'm just saying he may not even have to leave next year. No matter what, just kidding.
It's wishful thinking. Yeah. So are you a Herman believer? Do you think he gets one more year and tries it out? I mean, are you kind of done?
I believe that if it's not the guy, then Herman is the next guy in line. I don't think there's no one out there that, to make a shift for this year. There's just not.
So if it's not Urban, then
people were talking about.
Let's hold on for a year and see if something else comes up and see if we can sell old Nick Saban on coming to Austin, Texas.
Yeah, you know, people were talking about Northwestern coach. I'm just like,
don't keep on doubling down.
Guys like that are very good at schools like that. I mean, like Greg Schiano. I had an amazing run at Rutgers. And then he left and went to like four or five different schools and he couldn't do anything. But now he's back at Rutgers and they're having a good year.
Well, they love to be the underdog. That's where their competition lies. You know, that's where I think Herman, too. Yeah. Houston was, you know, not ever counted. We haven't talked about Houston this year.
Right.
So he loved that. And so he liked to be the one that came in there and snuck it by you.
Yeah.
But some of that is because people didn't watch your film very much. Mm-hmm. They weren't looking for you. Mm-hmm. And so he's able to do that because he was able to get to a certain point. But once you start getting to the big dogs where everybody's looking at film, it's a different game.
Yeah, you know, and that's one of the things that he needs to, you know, I think the typical fan needs to understand is that if you know, Notre Dame just 4 years ago went 4-8 under the same coach they have now.
Right.
You know.
So you just never know.
So they did a good job last year, and they did a decent job the year before. You know, this year where they finally put it all together.
Sure.
But you know, Notre Dame's—they're blue blood, and so but they let a guy go 4-8, and then 4 years later, he's in the national.
Well, he's
in the playoffs.
Well, they're kind of their own blood now. They're in their own system.
Yeah, they are. They are. You know, blue blood comes from the color of the Notre Dame jersey. That's what I'm just kidding. Yeah. But so. You know, sometimes consistency and persistence and things like that matter more than the right guy.
Yeah,
you know,
but sometimes if you want to win, you're not trying to make an ESPN movie either.
Yeah, you know, Mac Brown was here 16 years, and he had 2 conference titles.
He's saying right now, how you like me now? They're doing good. He's doing good.
You know, he had 2, but, you know, things were different back then. But he had 2 conference titles in 16 years, you know. He also had 2 trips to the national championship, and he had 4 total opportunities.
Yeah.
You know, things just here or there didn't go his way. So, you know, a friend of mine told me, he's like, I'm just tired of saying next year for the Longhorns. And I'm like, dude, all but 4 years for 130 years, you've been saying next year. So it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, we have to be, there's perspective in life.
That's part of sports too, right?
You know, it's just everybody
sees behind your team,
Alabama.
Yep.
And that's what they think everybody else should be. There can only be one Alabama.
Yeah.
You know, and Clemson.
And Clemson. Yeah. And Ohio State.
Well, you know, yeah. So, we're no kidding.
And didn't they take a big recruit from Texas?
I don't know.
I think they did. Number one recruit.
You know, but that's 2022. We'll get him back here next year. Don't worry. You've been listening to The Home Team with Wyatt and Troy. If you have any questions about anything we said today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, you can reach out to us on the Facebook. At The Home Team 512. And we will see you next week. Hook 'em horns.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.